delivery service, and have the biggest selection of fast food of anyone in the area. Fast food or home-cooked meals, meat and two sides for just $6.49, delicious Godfather's pizza, three for $13.99, fried chicken, chicken strips, livers and gizzards, hot barbecued and crispy wings, fish, potato wedges, onion rings, the biggest and best selection anywhere and always hot and ready to go. Plus, everything else you want or need from a truly convenient convenience store. Kirby Stop Market, 905 North Broadway in Portland. Get what you want when you want it. Pick it up or have it delivered by Grubhub. Kirby Stop Market, 615-323-9098.
McDonald's presents Burger Reviews by Hamburglar. Today's review, the hotter, juicier, classic burgers. Hamburglar, the time is yours.
Rubble, rubble.
He said, these are McDonald's best burgers ever. And then, can I keep them? And then he just grabbed them and ran away.
Rubble.
It's your time to run, too. Get your McDonald's favorites. Enjoy this delicious deal. Buy one Big Mac, double cheeseburger, or McDouble. And get another one for $1. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo.
I loved, and I knew I had to run away, get down on my knees and pray, that they'd go away, but still they began. Needles and pins, because of all my pride, the tears I gotta hide. Hey, I thought I was smart, I wanted hard. Didn't think I'd do, but now I see she's worse to him than me. Let her go ahead, take his love instead, and one day she will see just how to say please and get down on her knees. Hey, that's how it begins. She'd feel those needles and pins hurting her, hurting her. Why can't I stop? Tell myself I'm wrong so long. Why can't I stand up and tell myself I'm strong? Because I saw her today, I saw her face, it was a face I loved, and I knew I had to run away and get down on my knees and pray that they'd go away, but still they'd be. Needles and pins.
WKR.
The tax man's taken all my dough and left me in my stately home, blazing on a sunny afternoon. And I can't sail my yacht, he's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Save me from this squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying to break me. And I love to live so pleasantly. Live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon. My girlfriend's run up with my car and gone back to her ma and pa, telling tales of drunkenness and cruelty. Now I'm sitting here sipping at my ice cold beer, blazing on the sunny afternoon.
Why choose the Farmers Bank? We've been serving our community since 1912, and we still manage our business locally. This means that when you need banking services or a loan, we don't let a computer or someone thousands of miles away make our decisions. We make decisions locally. We visit with you in person. We shake your hand. We get to know you and your family. The Farmers Bank is a community bank built on trust and quality customer care and service. Visit us at any of our 11 area locations or online at thefarmersbank.net to see the Farmers Bank difference. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I'm Len.
And I'm Michelle.
And we are
The Loyal Opposition.
Listen every Wednesday at 5 for news, commentary, and interviews that tell
the other half of the story right here on WQKR.
Portland's Music Store.
Come on down to Steve Austin Music when you need something for your next gig. Whether you're going out and playing a show or getting ready for your next high school performance. We have all kinds of instruments and sound equipment and all the accessories you need to go with it. From strings, reeds, cables, tuners, and more. Do you have an instrument that needs to be fixed? We can take care of it. Just bring it on in and we'll have a look. We also give music lessons if you need to learn how to play or if you just need to brush up and practice. So come on in and check out Steve Austin Music. We're at 115 Main Street right here on the square in downtown Portland, or give us a call at 615-323-0701. Steve Austin Music, above Nashville on the map and below Nashville on prices.
Steve Austin.
Portland's Music Store.
WQKR. Feel with much confusion until happiness is destined. when you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing is going right. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, baby, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, now all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yes I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend, when people can be so cold, they'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, baby, about winter, spring, summer, or fall. Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You've got a friend.
FM and AM, WQKR.
Good afternoon, Portland, and hello. This is Michelle Harbin, and this is The Loyal Opposition. The Loyal Opposition is a voice for the people of Sumner County and beyond who have been left behind by many of our elected officials, a voice rarely heard today in local media. We are hard-hitting but fair, opinionated but backed up with facts and expert testimony. We are excited to come to you live today from Portland. It is a toasty 84 degrees, and I don't know what the humidity is, but it is up there. I hosted an event today in Lebanon at the venue where I work, and I was a sweaty mess. So it seems that summer has almost arrived here in Middle Tennessee. We have a great show for you today. It's going to be myself and one of my favorite people on the planet. Do y'all recognize that voice? I bet they do. It's Megan Lang, who wears many hats. But today she'll be speaking as the committee woman to the Tennessee
Democratic Party,
and she's also our new chair of the Sumner County Democratic Party.
Woo-hoo!
So excited for everything that's you're already like implementing.
Yeah, we're making stuff happen.
Like big time. I like to say, you know, GSD. I can't say that on there, though.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Getting
Michelle.
You know what done.
Uh-huh.
That's how Megan rolls. So, how are you today, Megan?
Oh, you know, I mean, tell you about my day.
Yes.
So I got a root canal. Great time at the dentist. And then I got done at 3:16 p.m. just in time to make it to the Sumner County Library Board meeting. And that was really fun.
And listeners, you know, we have talked about this before. April. So back in April, there was supposed to be a meeting that was specifically going to cover a new circulation policy as well as a new fundraising policy.
Mm-hmm.
We rallied the troops. We all showed up to speak out and against these policies, and they canceled the meeting. So it was rescheduled for today. It's still going on, so we're not exactly sure what the outcome is yet. And, you know, back in April, I was interviewed by Channel 2
mm-hmm.
News talking about the fundraising policy. And then yesterday, Megan and our friend Hillary Lounder was interviewed by Channel 2. Do you want to talk a little bit about what you
talked about? Yeah, yeah. For background on me, I worked for the Sumner County Libraries. If I sound funny, it's because half of my whole face is numb.
You sound fine.
Woo!
It feels weird.
It
so
feels
that makes
very
you think
weird.
You're sounding weird.
Yes, but I worked for the libraries. I'm very familiar with them. I understand how they work. I also know of the five libraries, I'm very familiar with three of the library directors. I have worked in all five libraries physically in their buildings. And, you know, I believe that we have a really strong group of library directors and staffers. They work their tails off and they do a lot for our community.
And as we all know, the library is more than books.
Yes, the library is so much more than books. Most of the work I did was not involving books. It was involving
community
other types of storytelling,
relations.
Community relations, crafts. The Girl Scouts came and did stuff. There were live chickens in the library a few times.
Yeah, they
a
do.
A lot of stuff.
Petting dogs.
Yeah.
And
even
bingo.
Representative William Lamberth, who I vehemently disagree on pretty much everything, has a pet hedgehog that he brings in to the library sometimes.
Which is fitting.
I can agree with that. You know, so our libraries are wonderful, and the two policies that have been put up that are controversial are a new collections policy and a fundraising policy. Now, Michelle, you know more about the fundraising policy than I do, but realistically, what we know is that what they're trying to put in place is legitimately illegal. And will be challenged in court if it passes. There was a letter written
and
by
so
you.
So that's where our tax money goes.
Yes.
To defend this.
Let's go ahead and give Eric Sittler another little lawsuit where he can hire friends to work with him and try to defeat, legal cases that he shouldn't be touching because they don't need to pass this stupid fundraising policy.
Yeah, and just to catch y'all up, what they're trying to do is they're trying to make it so the library board can control how the funds raised by the Friends of the Library, which are separate 501c3s for each of the five libraries in Sumner County, how they spend their money. And a lot of the money, like donations that come in, for instance, if someone dies and leaves money in to the library, mm-hmm. a lot of times they say exactly what they want that money spent on.
Yep.
And there's no way for the library board legally to have any say in how that money is spent. So this is just a colossal waste of time, resources, and money. And I sent the same thing to all the board members and the commissioners in an email yesterday. But
and your letter was read onto the record by Tyler Jones and Patricia Collins. And I do want to say something about that fundraising policy. It has been found that, A, Joanna Daniels claims that this was discussed in a meeting, but she also wrote most of it herself. We actually found the entire fundraising policy from a library in, I want to say it's the Atholi or A-T-H-O-L library.
Athol.
I don't want to say it too many ways because it's going to sound funny, but it's not even something she wrote. She actually plagiarized it, and she didn't bother checking to make sure that she'd removed all of the information about the other library, which is fascinating that someone who is chair, of course, she was elected to be chair again by the board today.
Oh, really?
She was. It's fascinating, right? That someone who doesn't know how to do her own research or work would be
put in charge
of the library board again. All right, if you can't tell, I have a disdain for this woman because she is trying to destroy our libraries and control the power. She also told us that she doesn't have constituents because she's not elected.
Well, she's paid for by tax dollars.
And she was appointed by county commissioners who are elected. She does have constituents.
Yeah, it's anyone that pays taxes in Sumner County.
If you're excited about funding the lawsuit that Joanna Daniels is likely to have brought against the county libraries because of this friends and fundraising policy, you know, just be sure to email the library board and let them know you're excited about your tax dollars going to that.
I don't think they'll get too many emails about that.
No, probably not. You know, so the other thing that was fascinating about today, we had 16 speakers signed up, and all of them, that's bipartisan. So there were some Democrats. There were also Republicans who spoke and said that they don't appreciate this collections policy. They don't appreciate the fundraising policy. They don't want it passed. And they all spoke, and Joanna had a really hard time with people applauding. She couldn't stand that people were getting rounds of applause, so she asked us not to. And then after all of that...
Did y'all have your rainbow flags?
We did have some. Now, I didn't have any because I was in the back filming all the speeches. But afterwards, she said that we have the right to be there to observe, but not to disrupt the meeting. She moved it from one room to the larger chambers because there were 75 people there and the max capacity was 52 for the other room. So thank you, Joanna, for allowing us to observe a meeting that we should be allowed to observe.
Yeah, it's based on open meeting laws. And
beyond that, she had... four members of the Gallatin Police Department or the Sumner County Sheriff's Office there. And from my understanding, they were told that if someone was disruptive, they were to go to jail. So if you want to talk about like Nazi Germany coming into play, hey, Joanna, guess who's calling? Like, sorry.
Like,
uh-huh.
I have no words. And y'all know that's hard for me. Like, I always have words.
So, I just have a lot of opinions about this.
So, tell us about the circulation policy.
So, the collections policy. The issue there is that, first, it basically puts full control over banning books into the board's hands. There is no way to, once the board decides to ban a book, there is no way for us to appeal that decision. It also removes the ability of the library directors who have trained for this, who have their master's in library sciences, or who have gone through a state training.
For decades.
Also, I know that I believe Gabby Cato and Amy Corbett are the directors of the Gallatin Library and the Millersville Library, and they just went through a program at the state level that essentially gets them up to the level of a master library science in a non-typical, while they are doing the
job
already.
Add this to the list of qualifications that Joanna Daniels does not have.
And doesn't think that a library director needs to have, actually. She, in the meeting 2 weeks ago, I believe, they appointed an interim director for the Hendersonville Public Library. And Joanna claimed that the interim director need not have any experience working in a library whatsoever.
She wants to run it like a business.
She's trying to.
And it's not a business. This
and
is
it is a conservative business. That is what she wants.
Yeah.
So.
And so in the policy.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. So in the policy, it there's so much that is wrong with this policy. It removes the ability of the library directors to make decisions about their own thing. It puts all of the power into the hands of the library board. They have to approve purchases of books. They are able to remove books at whatever point they want. They don't have to offer an appeals process. It also removes any ability of our librarians to use guidelines by the American Library Association, which is the biggest library association in the United States.
And is known to be a nonpartisan.
Yes. I mean, it's a library association. It is not a political party. And then the other big thing that was pointed out is that this policy will remove anything that has mention of transgenderism and what was it? Oh, my gosh. There was something about, like, I'm not going to remember what the word was. Something about, like, questioning your sexuality from the library. They want to remove it from the library.
And here's the thing. Like a library, you should be able to walk in and find a book that has everything that you agree with in it.
Yeah.
But then you should also be able to walk in and find a book that has everything you disagree,
mm-hmm.
or that maybe doesn't hold the same values, because we learn from people that are different than us. People need to see themselves in these books and these stories. And so taking that away, I mean, it's First Amendment right.
Yep. It's rough. And one of the things that was brought up, I believe it was actually by Hillary Lounder, who was on the news piece yesterday. She mentioned that when books were banned from the school system, when that was going on last year, and I mean, it still continues going on, but when books were banned from schools, one of the primary things that was said over and over again was, these should be out of the school libraries, but they will be available. They're always available in the public libraries. And so what we're seeing is the same group of people who wanted them removed from the schools and said they'll be available in the public libraries. Those people are now pushing to get them removed from the public libraries as well. So this is not just, you know, I don't like this book. This is straight up censorship. This is
discriminatory.
It's discriminatory. It is, I mean, the people, one of the things I said yesterday, when I quit the library system, members of the library board did not have library cards.
Yes, I have heard this.
Now, I don't know if that's still true because I do not have access to the program to check. But at the time, and there are still people remaining on the board from them, there were members of the library board making decisions about our libraries who had never checked out a book from our libraries. And I believe
that should be a prerequisite.
It should be, but I also believe that that's still true. And so we have people who do not need to use the libraries who are coming in here. They're changing the way fundraising works. They're changing the way our collections are built. And they're making adjustments to things that they have never had need of. And the people who will be impacted by that are not the library board members. It is your average person who goes to the library to spend some time with the books or to use the computer system or to use the internet.
And
or,
to save
you know,
money.
Yeah, yeah. You can save so much money with a library card.
Let's take our first break, and we will be back with more. We're going to talk about the wrapping up. We're going to wrap up the legislative session. We've got lots of things to talk about, so stay tuned.
Music, news, talk, and sports.
We're your station, W2KR.
Why choose the Farmers Bank? We've been serving our community since 1912, and we still manage our business locally. This means that when you need banking services or a loan, we don't let a computer or someone thousands of miles away make our decisions. We make decisions locally. We visit with you in person. We shake your hand. We get to know you and your family. The Farmers Bank is a community bank built on trust and quality customer care and service. Visit us at any of our 11 area locations or online at thefarmersbank.net to see the Farmers Bank difference. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The Sumner County Anti-Drug Coalition, an organization dedicated to ending drug abuse, is now the Sumner Prevention Coalition. But their goal is the same, helping Sumner County residents with drug abuse problems turn their lives around and get on the road to recovery. Their mission is to unite people with vision, commitment, and resources to provide solutions to eliminate substance abuse and make a difference for youth, families, and individuals in Sumner County. The coalition and its staff of experienced professionals in the field envision a healthy, safe, and thriving community, free from substance abuse of all kinds, tobacco use, prescription drug abuse, and underage drinking. Find out how the Sumner Prevention Coalition can help you, and you can help the coalition. Visit them online at sumnercoalition.org. That's sumnercoalition.org.
When you're here, you're family. Some of the best Italian and American dining. Brickyard Cafe is located at 205 West Cedar Street in Franklin, Kentucky. Choose from spaghetti, chicken, steak, and pizza. Also, some of the best bread and homemade desserts to make your meal an experience to remember. Brickyard Cafe is open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Call 270-586-9080 for catering, weddings, business luncheons, and private parties. That's 270-586-9080. Look forward to seeing you soon.
For convenience and cost efficiency, a gas-heated home is your natural choice with natural gas provided by Portland Natural Gas. When you have natural gas in your home, you can have savings in your bank account. Natural gas is the most efficient energy source and can save you up to hundreds of dollars a year compared to other fuels. So for the energy cost you can live with, make the natural choice. Natural gas from Portland Natural Gas. For more information, call 325-6776.
Sumner Regional Medical Center believes that every person has the right to dignity, respect, and compassion as we journey through the cycle of life. That's why they have created High Point Hospice, to assure that our loved ones will receive the necessary support to allow us to do so. At High Point Hospice, our team of doctors, nurses, hospice aides, social workers, chaplains, and volunteers will walk by your side, offering support, providing symptom management, and answering questions to bring comfort and peace to you and your loved ones. For more information about High Point Hospice, call 328-6690 or visit them online at highpointhospice.com. That's 328-6690 or visit them online at highpointhospice.com.
And welcome back to the Loyal Opposition, live from WQKR 101.7 FM 1270 AM in the beautiful sunny strawberry capital of Tennessee, Portland. Woo. So we were talking about the library policies that have been that are being challenged today or voted on today. We haven't gotten any updates on whether these things passed yet.
Not yet.
But as you can tell, we're pretty fired up, and these are basic rights that they're trying to take away from us, and the accessibility to items in the library that will indirectly affect middle and lower income families more so. It's super frustrating. And the fact that they had cops there today, that's wild.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's always one, but like
four.
To have four.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you want to, let's talk about current affairs real quick and then we'll go into the Tennessee legislature. But I wanted to talk about some of the federal cuts and how they're going to affect us here in Tennessee.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, you know, Donald Trump's big thing when he was running for office was there were going to be, in the new tax bill, no tax on tips, mm-hmm. no tax on overtime,
mm-hmm.
no tax on Social Security.
Right.
Guess what's not in the new proposed tax bill?
I'm so surprised.
None of those. There are not, none of those things are tax exempt, as he promised. They're proposing that they raise the debt ceiling $4 trillion.
Wow.
And it will give this new bill will give $7 trillion in tax cuts to corporations and billionaires while slashing Medicaid and critical medical research funding.
You know, one of the things that makes me so angry is that the people who will be affected by this are our grandparents.
Yes.
It's going to be our grandparents and our parents. My mom is retired. She is 68. My mom is going to be one of those people who is affected by Social Security cuts and Medicaid cuts. And
same.
It's rough because I look at her, and now I'm lucky. My mom is in good shape, like physically, financially. She's solid.
Same for my mom.
But I am very lucky because I couldn't take care of her. I don't have the money to do that. I'm over here like fighting insurance just to get my darn insulin covered.
Yes.
And my mom, thank God that she's good, but the people that are going to be affected, I don't know if the people our age are going to be able to take care of them.
Well, like, and they're, I can't remember what they're calling us, but we're at this weird time where it is more expensive than ever to have a baby.
Yep.
And then more expensive than ever to take care of our elderly.
Yes.
And so the millennials and the younger Gen X generations are in this sandwich where everywhere we look, everything is more expensive than it's ever been in American history.
And we are the ones that are expected to step up and take care of our parents, as we should if we're able to. But, you know, we are not having children because why the heck would we? A, when you look at the world, it's rough. And B, we can't afford that. Like,
Yeah.
I mean, I literally am spending...
It was expensive when I had mine in 2013 and 2017. They were both creamies.
Average cost is like between $5,000 and $40,000 to have a child in the hospital right
Lila
now.
Lila Jane was... like, oh my gosh, $150,000 baby.
Yeah, yes.
Because the NICU stay. So this federal tax bill is not doing anything that it was promised to do by Donald Trump. Now, let's talk about federal cuts to FEMA. So Tennessee has gone through lots of federal or natural disasters within the last 5 or 10 years. Okay. So Cassandra Stevenson from the Tennessee Lookout reports today on a study from the Urban Institute, which takes a look at the at the new federal disaster aid thresholds, which are designed to reduce the amount of funding states get from the federal government. Were the new guidelines already in place? Tennessee would have lost 37% of disaster relief funds it has received over the last 16 years. And that would have cost Tennessee $468 million from 2008 to 2024. Almost a half a billion dollars. So that's the kind of cuts that we're talking about. So, you know, the flood and the... hurricane that came through East Tennessee. Those people are still recovering. It took our state forever to get them any funding at all. So these federal cuts are affecting us. They're affecting universities. They're affecting just all kinds of things here in Tennessee. So we have to start paying. I don't even know what we can do at this point. Like, we're all screaming and protesting, and all we can do is get ready for the midterms.
Yes. I mean, so I'm chair of the County Democratic Party, right? And we talk about that a lot. We talk about getting ready for the midterms, and that's critical. But also, one of the things that, regardless of party, we should all be doing is looking towards mutual aid and supporting our community ourselves, because the government is not going to.
Yes, so that means has repeatedly donating to your local food banks, like volunteering at shelters.
Volunteering at shelters. It means, you know, if we want to talk about, for instance, the ICE rates, which I think is going to say we'll have to come back to that, but maybe we should just go straight into that. Sumner County is one of, I believe, six counties in our state that has signed on to be part of the 287G program, which will have our sheriff's office working with immigration enforcement agencies. And so I wish I could curse, because I would say how I feel. But since I can't, you should know that that is absolutely bonkers.
They've been going into bars and restaurants in Nashville. Let's see, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, which is ICE, sent a press release to Nashville area media outlets on Tuesday claiming to have arrested 196 people without permanent legal status over the weekend, quote, some with significant criminal histories. Yet the release only specifically cited seven people with criminal charges, four of whom the agency already cited in a May 6th press release.
Yep.
So they're not really finding any criminals.
No, that's not the point. I mean, we know that's not the point. You know, there's conversation right now about Nashville being a testing ground for how they're going to enact this across the country. And I think it's pretty disgusting that we see people like Marsha Blackburn, and Governor Lee, who they live in places, they have worked in places, they serve places where immigrants are a large part of our community. and they are just over here throwing immigrants under the bus. And for me, I think
they're a huge part of our economy in Tennessee.
Oh, 100%. How many? Well, we're not going to go there, but
yeah.
I think that what is being missed is that this isn't just like, you know, we keep talking about, oh, the farmers, who's going to work for the farmers? We're talking farm employees. We are talking the hospitality industry. You work in hospitality.
Yes.
You know, who is cleaning most of the hotels? Who do we have that is working in factories on those lower paying jobs? Who staffs most of the back of house for local restaurants? Like, who are the people that actually
keep
the economy running?
Small business owners are going to be really affected.
Yes. And, I mean, it's also, I just think about, like, human compassion. And if we think, here's...
My kids would be traumatized.
Oh, yes.
If they saw an ICE agent come into their school and
remove one
of their friends.
But not just that, I'm thinking about, so my insulin, as you know, Michelle, I have been battling a $7,000 insulin bill for 3 months of insulin. And if I could not get that, and I had to, I don't know, cross the border into Canada to stay alive, I would probably make that choice. I'm not saying I'm going to. We're able to figure it out. But, like, that's something. There are people who come here because they don't have another option. And the way that we have a system that does not allow people access to immigration in a way that makes sense is
like
crazy.
Luis Mata was talking about.
Yes. Luis came here when he was 4. He moved here from Guadalajara, Mexico, with his mother. And they came on a tourist visa and they overstayed. And Luis came here when he was 4. He was not able to get his green card until he was 21.
He was non-English speaking, which means he learned English as
everything.
Second language.
He worked
in our
himself
schools.
Through college because he wasn't eligible for scholarships because he was undocumented. He got his citizenship when he was 28. Moved here when he was 4. Got his citizenship when he was 28. A 4-year-old can't decide to move to another country. He was brought here. Regardless of how you feel about people coming when they're old enough to make their own decision, if you think that a 4-year-old deserves what Luis had to go through, you're a bad person.
Yeah, like, and you know, I know people, and it doesn't just affect people from Mexico.
Right.
Right? And
right.
So people aren't looking at the bigger picture. It's hard for someone from Canada to find that immigration path to citizenship.
Unless you're a white person from South Africa.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Right?
Oh, yeah, that seems to be the way to do it. All right, it's time to take our second break. It's just 5:30. It's almost 5:35, so we have to get in. We got to pay some bills. So when we come back, we've got more to talk about. I'm Michelle Harbin. We're live on The Loyal Opposition with my guest, Megan Lang.
Where your friends are, WQKR.
Whether you're on your way to work in the morning and looking to grab a quick breakfast, or lunch break and wanting something good and hot and quick, or just hungry and not sure what you want, the one place you can always find what will work for you is Kirby Stop Market, 905 North Broadway in Portland. They're open 24 hours a day, offer both takeout and Grubhub delivery service, and have the biggest selection of fast food of anyone in the area. Fast food or home-cooked meals, meat and two sides for just $6.49, delicious Godfather's pizza, 3 for $13.99, fried chicken, chicken strips, livers and gizzards, hot barbecued and crispy wings, fish, potato wedges, onion rings, the biggest and best selection anywhere and always hot and ready to go. Plus, everything else you want or need from a truly convenient store. Kirby Stop Market, 905 North Broadway in Portland. Get what you want when you want it. Pick it up or have it delivered by Grubhub. Kirby Stop Market, 615-323-9098.
Need a Cub Cadet lawnmower? We have it. Largest dealership in Middle Tennessee. Prices starting at $34.99. Need appliances? We have them too. Come on over to DT McCall & Sons, your one-stop neighborhood superstore located at 1220 Scottsville Road in Lafayette, Tennessee. We carry a wide assortment of Lazy Boy recliners, lots of fabrics and colors with prices starting at $6.99. Lazy Boy and Softline sofas, check out their great prices, starting at $9.99. Serving Middle Tennessee for over 100 years. 0% interest for 12 months through First Heritage. Free delivery and recycling within 125 miles of Carthage, Tennessee. Visit DT McCall and Sons today at 1220 Scottsville Road in Lafayette, Tennessee. Hey!
Do you like music by singer-songwriters? How about bluegrass, folk, blues, classic country, early rock and roll, and even classic R&B? Then I invite you to tune into Americana Country Sundays 1 till 4 p.m. My name is Jay Preston. I'm your host every Sunday. We play a great mix of Americana and roots music from artists like John Prine, Sam Bush, Del McCurry, Delbert McClinton, Bonnie Raitt, James Taylor, Steve Earle, Joni Mitchell, and many, many more. Join me, Jay Preston, Sunday afternoons for Americana Country right here on WQKR.
Now you can join Planet Fitness and get the PF Black Card for zero enrollment, $24.99 a month, and get all the perks.
I love perks.
Do you love having access to 2,000 plus locations?
Yes.
Bringing a friend every time?
Hashtag friend goals.
And recovering with massage chairs?
Who doesn't?
Get the PF Black Card and feel fitacular. Zero enrollment, $24.99 a month. See club for details.
Are you looking to move, to move up, to move in? Then you need to look into moving into the new Sage North apartment community in White House. Luxurious one- and two-bedroom apartment homes in a beautiful wooded setting with amenities you won't believe. Sage North apartments just off North Sage Road in White House include oversized balconies and patios, large walk-in closets, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, designer lighting, and large open concept layouts. Sage North's apartment community includes an all-turf dog park, pet spa, clubhouse, coffee bar, fitness center, game area, luxury resort-style saltwater pool, and a covered outdoor seating area. It's like coming home to a vacation every time you walk through your door at Sage North. See for yourself. Book a tour at livesagenorth.com, drop by 344 Madeline Way in White House, or call for more information, 615-880-6350. Welcome home to Sage North.
Welcome back to the Loyal Opposition. I'm Michelle Harbin, and we have our guest,
Megan Lang.
Megan Lang. And we did get some updates from the library board meeting. They have tabled the
collection. They've tabled the collection policy to next month. The chair made changes to the proposed policy
yesterday.
Yes, and did not get them to the board in advance. So now, you know, if you heard about this and are interested in following through with it, I guess we will see you at the June library board meeting.
June library board meeting, yeah.
You know, it feels like at this point what is happening is they're trying to get us tired so that we won't be there to follow through. But
and that will stop emailing and that will stop calling.
Just get more frustrated the longer it takes, so I will show up out of spite.
Well, yeah, and we did hear from one of the library board members that they do see and read your emails and they do track how many they're getting for and against things. So if you've been calling and emailing, keep it up. All right, so now we're going to switch gears to the Tennessee State Legislature.
Yeah. Gosh.
They have
adjourned
for the session
a couple weeks ago, and actually right now they're in most of them have been subpoenaed to be part of the court case with Glenn Cassada. But yeah, so the session adjourned. It was a rough year if you care about democracy
or people
or education or the LGBT community. We saw a lot of bills that passed that shouldn't have. The voucher scam was the biggest thing that we can, you know, talk about. The special session, of course, focused on that. And, you know, speaking of FEMA funding earlier, it should just remain in your minds that Governor Lee attached emergency funding to the voucher bill.
That's the only way it passed.
That was the only way it passed.
So in order to get the help to the East Tennesseans who were affected,
you had to pass the voucher scam.
Yes.
So, you know, there's that. But we also saw there was legislation that did not pass, which was good. We saw the bill.
There was a lot of harmful LGBTQ plus bills.
A lot of stuff that ended up getting tabled, and we can expect it to be back in the next session, or is that right? Yeah, in the next legislative session, which will start in January of 2026. Nope. Yeah.
It's so crazy that they do everything in like 3 months.
Four months. They do it in 4 months. Yeah. You know, I think the biggest thing that we managed to keep from passing was immigration related.
Yes.
Again, it was the bill HB 793, which would have made it so that public schools could charge students who were undocumented to attend school. That goes directly against the 1982 Supreme Court ruling of I want to say it's Plyle versus Doe.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And that says that all children deserve equal access to a fair education. I firmly believe that. And one of the things that has been really hard is that Portland own Rep. William Lamberth has said repeatedly that the goal is to get this
to the
Supreme Court, because he quote unquote wants the immigration system to be cleaned up. He can say that all he wants. What this is going to do is target undocumented children. Again, children who are like Luis was, who do not have the ability. You don't get to pick whether you're moving with your parents when you're 4, 5, 6, even when you're like 13.
Yeah.
You don't get to decide that. And so this is putting a target on the backs of children. And realistically, at this point, it will also provide easier access for ICE to gain access to knowledge about people and families who may be undocumented. So, you know, we're glad that it didn't pass, but we expect to see it back again.
It'll definitely be back.
And
they know that's what they do. How many sessions was the voucher bill? It was at least three.
I think, yeah. Because it's Billy's prize to pass that, because he probably gets kickbacks from of the private schools.
I'm sure.
You know, allegedly. Session was rough.
Yeah. It was exhausting.
We know that there was legislation put forth, pot for potholes, which would have been delightful. That essentially was a bill put forth by Afton Bain and Heidi Campbell. Rep. Afton Bain from East Nashville, Senator Heidi Campbell, and it would have made it so that the
tax from the weed sale
would have gone towards repairing our
roads, which are billions of dollars behind. Yes, in road
and also the gosh, the potholes. How many of y'all have had a flat tire because of a pothole? Because I have. I think I have twice, and it's not like I'm a crazy driver.
And instead of passing pot for potholes, they passed House Bill 1376 and Senate Bill 1413, which limits trace amounts of Delta 9,
right,
THC in hemp derived products.
Yep.
Nicole Dyer from Tennessee Lookout. This is her reporting. This effectively bans many full spectrum CBD products that are non intoxicating, carefully formulated, and third party tested. Rather than protecting the consumers, these bills threaten to harm more than 665,000 Tennesseans who rely on full spectrum hemp CBD for relief. Our only hope now is if it's not signed into law, our only hope is if Lee vetoes it.
Well, and you know, one of the interesting things, I just thought of this, so track with me, but we know RFK Jr. Doesn't like a lot of the pharmaceuticals that people have to use for mental health issues. And hemp and marijuana are things that people with severe anxiety, insomnia, etc., can often use to kind of counter, but it's a natural way to deal with it, right? Exactly. So our Republican health guy, who I'm not going to give him the title he has because he doesn't deserve it, doesn't like pharmaceuticals, but they're also banning anything that is not a pharmaceutical for people to use. Whereas we know that if they were to legalize weed,
then we could go to the doctor. You could get the right strain. You could get the right dose.
You want it to be safe. That is how you do it.
And it would be effective. And the taxes would help our state tremendously.
But we would also have to release a lot of people from our for-profit prison systems. And
who donate to campaigns to people like William Lamberth.
Yes. So, shocking, right?
So they do not want that. And the thing is they're going to make all these stores pull the Delta 9. And now, instead of the State Department of Agriculture regulating that and the sale of it in retail stores, they're moving it to the liquor board.
Wow.
And so now all your CBD drinks are going to have to be sold in places that have a liquor license.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. What? So they're classifying it like alcohol. So it's kind of interesting because is that a gateway for legalization if you take it away from the Department of Ag and put it with the ABC board?
I don't know.
It's very bizarre.
So I'm sure it makes sense for someone.
Yeah, I don't know what the reasoning behind that was. But like my favorite little herb shop here in Portland will no longer be able to sell any of those things. And they definitely can't afford a liquor license. Like, it's super expensive.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to go through a lot of red tape to get it. All right. We're going to take our last break. Before we do that, I do want to mention our sponsors. So we have two awesome sponsors here. One of them is the Law Offices of Amanda J. Gentry, and you get to hear her voice during the commercial breaks. And then we also have Artemis CPA as a new sponsor. So if you're looking for an accountant, we have just the one for you, Artemis CPA. So we will be right back with more from Megan. We're going to talk about upcoming local events and ways that you can get involved with the movement.
Yeah.
Now, CEMC makes it just as easy to pay your electric bill as it is to get your electricity.
With EasyPay, you can make sure your bill is paid directly from your checking account each month on the day it's due. EasyPay eliminates surprises and late fees because you forgot to mail your payment on time. Easy to get all the electricity you need and easier than ever to pay your bill. Sign up for CEMC's EasyPay on the back of your electric bill. EasyPay, another convenient service from Cumberland Electric Membership Corporation.
Volunteer State Bank is now Volunteer Bank. We're proud to introduce a new look for a name you've trusted for 48 years. This change reflects our deep roots in Middle Tennessee and our commitment to the place that we call home. It's how we're evolving to better serve you while staying true to the values that built us. Whatever your next step may be, we volunteer to help you take it. Volunteer Bank, the home state advantage. Learn more at volunteer.bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
McDonald's presents Burger Reviews by Hamburglar. Today's review, the hotter, juicier classic burgers. Hamburglar, the time is yours.
Bravo, bravo.
He said, these are McDonald's best burgers ever. And then, can I keep them? And then he just grabbed them and ran away.
Bravo.
It's your time to run, too. Get your McDonald's favorites. Enjoy this delicious deal. Buy one Big Mac, double cheeseburger, or McDouble. And get another one for $1. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Hi, my name is Bud Woodall. I'm the preacher for the Portland Church of Christ, and we are excited to tell you that a popular feature on WQKR is coming back. Points to Ponder is a one-minute devotional thought that is designed to be a glimpse into the Word of God as it meets our life in a practical and powerful way. Sometimes it seems that life is speeding up. We're overwhelmed with information and situations and events that are so often discouraging, and we need to look up to Jesus to find our purpose and strength. The Portland Church of Christ wants Points to Ponder to help to do just that. These one-minute messages will air at different times throughout the day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, interspersed with the regular programming on the station. We want Points to Ponder to be both uplifting and instructional for every listener on the WQKR airwaves and website as well. All of us at the Portland Church of Christ look forward to sharing these Points to Ponder with you.
Steve Austin.
Portland's Music Store.
Come on down to Steve Austin Music when you need something for your next gig. Whether you're going out and playing a show or getting ready for your next high school performance, we have all kinds of instruments and sound equipment and all the accessories you need to go with it. From strings, reeds, cables, tuners, and more. Do you have an instrument that needs to be fixed? We can take care of it. Just bring it on in and we'll have a look. We also give music lessons if you need to learn how to play or if you just need to brush up and practice. So come on in and check out Steve Austin Music. We're at 115 Main Street right here on the square in downtown Portland, or give us a call at 615-323-0701. Steve Austin Music, above Nashville on the map and below Nashville on prices.
Steve Austin,
Portland's Music Store.
And welcome back to the Loyal Opposition, live from WQKR in Portland, Tennessee. We are at our last segment, and so we always like to give you some action items, some events that you can attend. So, Megan, do you want to talk about Affirming Sumner?
Yeah. So
I can't go. It's Lila's dance recital during that time.
Lila, why you got to be so talented? So Affirming Sumner, this is year three of this event. In the past, it's been Affirming Hendersonville, but it has grown and expanded with time. It was initially started by Earth First Plant Company and the collab in Hindi, but has since grown to be a really big community event. Now, this year, they have a new location, and it is a secret. So you do have to register to attend to get the location.
Well, and this is great because this comes at a time when a lot of Pride events are being forced to be canceled.
Yes.
They're not able to be funded because of lack of funding, and corporate sponsors are pulling out because they do not have to have DEI initiatives anymore.
And it is still happening, and they've changed the name to Affirming Sumner to reflect that. And actually, one of my friends, he's a musician. His name is Morgan, M-O-R-G-X-N.
Oh, I followed him.
Yeah, Morgan is playing, he and his partner are playing a large part in planning and hosting this year. So we're very excited. I think that from my understanding, so I believe PFLAG is one of the primary groups putting it on. But of
course, in fact, if you go to PFLAG Hendersonville on Instagram, go to the link in their bio and you can register. Or you can go to the collabs page.
Or first. I mean, I think we can probably drop it into
the show notes.
But so this year, I think they're expecting it to be bigger and better than ever. The Sumner Dims will be there. We will be set up probably with a table where you can make friendship bracelets.
Oh, fun.
I know. I love friendship bracelets.
With beads?
Yeah.
Nice.
Like Taylor Swift.
Nice.
But Sumner County. So I think it's going to be a great event. I know last year we had some amazing drag performers there, and I'm hoping that we'll see some of them back. Local businesses.
And it's from 12 to 4 on June 7th.
Yes, on June 7th. And you do have to register to get the address.
Okay.
Other events? Can I talk about some other things we have coming up?
Yes. So let's talk about Saturday.
Yeah. So Saturday is the third annual spring picnic, the Blue Wave Barbecue with the Sumner Dems. It's hosted on a waterfront property in Gallatin by some of our local Dems.
Again, you have to register to get the address.
You do have to register to get the address, but it is in Gallatin. And
you can bring your kids. I'm bringing my kids.
You should bring your kids. It's $10 for a person or $25 for a family. And we will be providing hot dogs, hamburgers, buns, and I believe drinks. And then
everybody's bringing.
You sign up to bring something else and bring a lawn chair. They do not have enough chairs for all of us. The past few years, we've had around 100 people attending. The weather looks fine.
And what
high
is
of
the
81.
Time
it is 1 to 4 p.m. this Saturday, May 17th. You can register on the Sumner Dems website if you go into our upcoming events. We also have linked it on our Facebook and our Instagram pages. And then for some other stuff that we're doing, we have our board meeting is coming up next Wednesday night. It is virtual. If you would like to get a video of that, you can, or to log on and watch, shoot us an email at stillblue@sumnerdems.org. We are meeting tomorrow night for our monthly Pints with Progressives. We'll be in Hendersonville at Tailgate Brewery. We love the food. We love the pizza. We love the beer if you like to drink, and they have great Diet Coke if you don't. and we also have the Nevertheless We Read Book Club, the second month.
I've been listening to the book.
It's great. And the book is Let This Radicalize You.
Let This Radicalize You.
And that meeting is Tuesday, May 27th at 6:30 p.m. at our headquarters. And then the final thing that we have coming up, we have our monthly potluck. And on June 1st, we'll be welcoming Chaplain Darren Johnson.
Really?
To come. Yeah. I know. It's so exciting.
I hope I can make it. What day is that?
That is Sunday, June 1st at 6 p.m. at our headquarters. And Chaplain Darren Johnson will be there to talk about some of the work Tennessee Equality Project has been doing and kind of just get us amped up for the month of June. So I'm very excited that she will be there with us. I've been calling up my friends and saying, hey, we want you at our potluck. So
there you go. We have tons of ways that you can get involved. And then you get at a lot of these things, you get to hang out with me and Megan.
Yeah. And you don't have to be a Democrat to come to these things. You just have to care about people.
Yes, and we would love to have you. So this was a great show. Thank you, Megan. You're always a wealth of knowledge. You're very engaged.
Very engaged. And you still can't feel half my face, but you know what? I didn't do anything too weird.
But we appreciate you every time you come on the show. And thank you know, you. I always love hanging out with you. So I've been looking forward to today. In fact, I was like, said a little prayer so that your root canal would go according to plan so that you could still make it today. So thank you for coming on. And thank you to all of our listeners. Again, this is the Loyal Opposition, live from WQKR 101.7 FM, 1270 AM. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Portland's News, brought to you every day at this time by the Farmers Bank.
We have some exciting news to share with the Portland community today regarding their local health care options. I am joined by Eric Johnson, the owner of Firefly Health. Eric, I am hearing a lot of talk about the new Firefly Health. Can you tell me more?
Sure, Wanda. Firefly Health is a primary care clinic that provides comprehensive health care for the entire family. We're open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. If you are not feeling well or would just like to schedule your routine physical, Firefly Health is there for you. We also serve walk-in patients as well as sport and school physicals.
Can you please tell me the best way for people to contact you?
Sure. Please visit our website at fireflycare.com to schedule your appointment online or give us a call at 615-205-2100. We are located at 421 North Broadway, right next to Napa Auto Parts.
That's 615-205-2100.
It was July 8th, 2007. There were four of us in the car that evening, including my boyfriend, Donovan. None of us had been drinking. We were just joking, laughing, listening to music, having a good time. I took my eyes off the road for just one moment. And when I came to, I was pinned in the car and my headlights illuminated the spot where Donovan lay on the road, dead. I never thought it could happen to me.
Interrupt your driving. Interrupt your life.
A message in the public interest brought to you by your Sumner County Sheriff's Department.